Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaber.io, and I'm here today with Adam Kleinberg, the co-founder and CEO of Traxion. Good morning, Adam. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Another beautiful day here in the Bay Area, correct? So it's why we live here.
Yeah.
So
I appreciate you asking me on.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, sure. I've been doing marketing and advertising for 25 years. I started on the creative side. I was a designer. Actually, my first job was as a web designer when I hung up my shingle. After I taught myself how to use Photoshop out of a $40 book that probably was a much better value than my entire college education. But wound up starting off freelancing, but then hopping around between different agencies. The first one was kind of an integrated agency ahead of its time, doing everything from large scale websites to advertisements and branding, to then going to a digital agency that was connected to a traditional advertising agency, then went to a B2B agency, and did freelancing at various stops in between. And in 2001, I started Traxion originally as a creative and digital agency. And I've kind of morphed into more of a strategist than a hands-on creative, but I still work really closely with the teams. You know, Traxion's been named a small agency of the year from Ad Age, iMedia Independent Agency of the Year, the Business Marketing Association has named us an agency of the year. We work with tremendous brands. Our clients over the past, 20 years have included brands like Apple, Bank of America, Adobe, McCormick Spices, Salesforce, a lot of technology companies being, located historically in the Valley. And then I also write for the industry press. I write for column for Adweek, column for Ad Age in the past. And, a year and a half ago, I pivoted the business based on my observation of changes to the needs of clients. And clients are bringing more work in-house, still need support to fill in the gaps in their in-house teams. Need to be able to execute faster, need subject matter expertise. So we reshaped our model to be a consultancy that is a marketing accelerator for in-house teams. So we're helping them with everything from product design to branding to marketing to, to performance marketing to advertising in terms of the services and consulting that we're providing. And it's been great. It's been really led to tremendous growth and traction.
You got really your traction.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of traction with it.
So before we get into some more details, I have to ask you, do you still have that Photoshop book? That original Photoshop?
I do, I have it on the shelf right behind me. I've got one of my bookshelves over here is my nostalgia pile. So It's right up there.
Yeah, I have one of those. I think I have a bunch of those in the garage. I think I might have some old IBM manuals somewhere. So Traxion, you pivoted, you said, about a year and a half ago. So that was really right before COVID. Was that on? I mean, did you foresee that coming? I mean, because, a lot of work went to remote work, which is something that sounds like you provide. Is that true?
It had nothing to do with COVID, but yes, I started in November. We actually, really started to put this shift into place and kind of relaunched our story. We were already moving to a remote workforce model. Mm-hmm. A lot of our team works on site with clients already. Probably have 20, 25 people on one account in particular, like Sometimes it's less. Sometimes we can build out entire teams, or even, you know, stand up an entire in-house agency with a client. But we had already been kind of in progress of moving to a more remote collaborative workforce pre-COVID. So when the, you know, crap hit the fan in, what was it, February, March, we didn't really need to adjust to that. We were already kind of going that way for several months, and allowed for a more seamless transition. And we actually picked up 4 or 5 clients last year, and grew our revenue by like 10%.
Wow, that's great. And were you making that change because of the general change, the general trend towards remote work and remote collaboration? Was that the real reason?
It was more because of the needs of clients today. I felt that, one, I know that, you know, talking to clients, they need work delivered faster, right? They need less process, right? And they've taken a lot inside, but they still have gaps. Some clients have, you know, best in class creative teams and they need help with execution and production. Others are the exact opposite. They might have production resources and need some guidance strategically or creatively, or from a media perspective. And some still want to outsource it, but they want, you know, a more efficient, effective way of delivering work that's more collaborative. So I saw this kind of changing needs in the marketplace. And we had this one anchor account that was substantial in size, you know, multi-million dollar piece of business. And it was growing like a week, you know, like every year we were seeing 15-20% growth of that account. So we really kind of started to look at what has made this successful. How do we emulate that? And part of that, in order to create that efficiency and subject matter expertise, was being remote, you know, A, just in terms of the efficiency, paying for, you know, rent in San Francisco is insanely expensive.
Yes.
And, you know, I think when you have an agency and you've got a full-time staff that's there, right, you wind up putting whoever you have available on the business and right, spending a lot of time managing resource utilization. Whereas we've kind of put together this broad coalition, this roster of talent that we customize teams from now. So we're able to reinvest that utilization and overhead balance into more senior talent who are, one, more senior people are more comfortable collaborating because they're not, there's no imposter syndrome there, right? Two, able to deliver work much faster because, you know, big agencies, holding company agencies are built on this, you know, principle of having a few really good people and making as much money as humanly possible out of an army of junior people. And I don't think that that works in today's day and age. And wind up, because you've got all these junior people doing the work, you have to have so much process in place, which slows down execution instead of having kind of light, you know, what are the key touch points of process that are really important? You wind up with bureaucracy instead of process that's dedicated to effective ways of delivering work.
Yeah, well, I don't think that business model will go away, but it sounds like you differentiate yourself by saying, hey, we're going to give you, instead of an army of people, we're going to give you just the right people to do what you need, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And you, the companies you mentioned before, those were some pretty good sized companies. Is that your typical customer, or do you handle everything from startups to Fortune 500?
You know, both. We have... you know, we're actively working with several Fortune, you know, 500 brands. And we're also working with some, you know, startups, you know, And it's a really big range from, I mean, like really, you know, helping design a product and a brand for an emerging startup. We are have some kind of, you know, companies at the Series B level that we're supporting and kind of elevating their brand and their digital presence. And you know, like we're working with global companies at the same time, and being able to help them navigate challenges because we've got the right people on board that can support that.
Yeah, that's cool. Because typically the startups, they go for the junior people because they don't have the money. So it's kind of interesting. You bring in an experienced person that really knows how to brand someone, as opposed to someone learning on, which could actually be end up building a really good startup, correct?
And we'll just say, look, you know, I'll have a frank conversation with their CMO or CEO and just say, look, if you want effective work, this is what it takes to get what you want at this budget that you have. We need to knock down these barriers to execution.
And now the employees of Traction, are they based basically in the Bay Area, or are they all over the country or all over the world?
All over the country, but we do have strategic partnerships all over the world.
Oh, okay. So you already were a, would you say you were 100% remote when COVID hit?
I would say we still had an office, so I would say we were 90% remote when COVID hit. And when COVID hit, we negotiated our way out of the lease and you know, went that last 10%, but we were already in that path.
Yeah, and do you foresee actually having an office again, or are you going to just stay 100% remote?
Not in the foreseeable short-term future. At some point, I'm not going to, you know, not leave my options open, but right now I don't feel like we need one.
And in general, do your customers, I mean, are they, I assume they accept that, right? And
They
they
don't feel the difference. I mean, the reality is we're all meeting on Zoom every day. Like this
right.
is actually improved communication. Like a year and a half ago, most collaborative meetings were with clients were happening on a phone call, even if they were just down the street. You can't see facial expressions. You can't, you know. So video conferencing has been a big breakthrough. We're also using other tools like Miro to do online collaboration and be able to, you know, really kind of have a whiteboard session in real time in the cloud with a client. So that's been really cool. And we've built out our suite of frameworks that our consultants can kind of use to drive clients through a variety of different types of projects, whether it's a brand positioning exercise, whether it's a product design or software design project, or if it's a tissue session for a campaign. We've kind of got like the components structured in a way that's built for being able to remotely collaborate, and it hasn't slowed us down, so we're going to keep going with it.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Well, Adam, I want to thank you for your time today. It sounds like Traction is going to do just fine. So looks like you're going to have a great 2021. I wish you luck and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. Let me know when this is live. I'd love to share it.
Okay.
Appreciate it.